Business Hub.
With Focus Technology, bringing technology happiness to businesses in Cornwall.
Andrew, good to have you back. How's things?
Hi, Mark. Yeah, things are absolutely fantastic. Been enjoying the spells of sunny weather and getting back out on my surfboard.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Not surfed for 15 years. I'm still terrible, but I'll keep persevering because it's just great fun.
Can you stand up?
When I'm on the beach.
Oh, right, okay. So a little way to go yet then.
Yeah, a little way to go yet. Yeah, exactly.
Brilliant. Cool. Well, good to have you back. Lots to talk about this week, I know. Talking about physical, real-world stuff and also Windows 10 and a couple of other bits as well. So, first of all, though, CCTV.
We've been having some interesting times. We were working on a really interesting project last week utilising CCTV or IP cameras in a different way. So everybody assumes that IP cameras, it's for security, making sure people aren't getting in and out your building. But in this case, what we've been doing is working with a client of ours who effectively wanted to monitor certain aspects of their business performance. So, you know, we talk about physical movement of stock, the transition of parts or goods from one area of their operation to another, and actually measuring that against their operational efficiency. So, you know, previously they had to rely on area managers to go to different branches with clipboards or iPads or whatever and physically make a note of this. And, you know, they were travelling for ages, not really an efficient use of, you know, your area manager's time. So they approached us and we sort of came together with them with this idea of, well, hang on a minute, all you need is eyes on the ground. So rather than physically send your person there, which has its advantages because you can often see a lot more, but they wanted to get an overall view of what was going on. So we've worked with them to deploy some IP cameras around a few of their sites as a trial at the moment, all recording back to a central recording facility. Now, their sales agents and area managers can basically just tap into this recorded footage and actually have a look at what's going on in their organisation. And they've already, literally hours after we put the first camera in, started pinpointing, you know, potential issues with the processes within their branches.
Very interesting.
Which is absolutely amazing. Mm. And it actually turned out that the cameras were able, we positioned them in such a way that they actually captured more than just what they wanted. So they were able to look at other aspects of what was going on within the view of the camera itself. So for them, you know, they've got a key focus on this area has to be really efficient for us to deliver to our customers. If it's not, we need to address it. But how do we see this on a real-time basis? So they can, from wherever they are, use their laptop. It's all kind of cloud-based, although the storage is local in their business. But their sales reps can log in and review footage from, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago and live footage right now. It's absolutely amazing watching it happen and watching their operations occur. And the sales guy's sitting around the table going, that needs to be improved and that's not quite right. And what's that guy doing stood there not doing a lot kind of thing. So it's really quite an interesting use of that technology for that kind of, you know, improving that business process.
Amazing. Live analytics.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it literally is real time watching what your business is doing.
Yeah. And I presume you have to make your staff aware of this, presumably, but then...
Yeah, you have to make your staff aware that, obviously, you've got CCTV recording in process. But in this particular instance, the staff, a discussion was had with the staff, and they thought it was a great idea, too, because they could get real-time feedback as to how they were performing and what their, you know, different shifts and different teams and stuff like that. Yeah. So for everybody, it was a real sort of eye-opener as to areas that don't seem that important.
Yeah.
But actually, you know, your job is really important, because if you don't get that done, it has a knock-on effect down the chain.
Interesting. Yeah. Until the phone rings and it's head office asking you why you've been standing there for the last 15 minutes talking to your friend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brilliant. That's really, really interesting stuff. So you're installing this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, we're installing all this stuff.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's really quite, yeah, it's good fun. It's really good fun to do it.
So, second up then, still continuing along the analytics theme, but there's more of an online analytical theme to this one.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, what we just talked about is physical analytics of things moving around within your organisation. But we've been working with a company called Lead Forensics, and they effectively offer a service through us, which is like Google Analytics on steroids. So, you know, everyone gets the Google Analytics results off their website. Let's have a look. Oh, we got 200 hits today. Fantastic. And they're looking at this, but you don't know who's looking at your site. It doesn't give you that much information. And there's certain elements that as a salesperson or a sales team, you want to sort of start to categorize visits to your page and work out, you know, the shifts and the patterns and the things that are happening on your website. You know, what ties in with a particular marketing campaign, what's the demographic of the kind of people that are looking at your website, and actually, really importantly, are the right people finding you with the right keywords, especially if you're spending a lot of money with Google AdWords, for example? So what Lead Forensics have done is they've come up with a platform that basically hooks into the back of your site, a bit like Google Analytics, but it gives you even more detail. And one of the coolest and slightly scary things that I think it does is it actually tells you who's looking at your website. This isn't for everybody. So one word of caution, I would say this isn't really targeted at business to consumer people, yeah, because consumers don't tend to have fixed IP addresses. Business to business, however, it is absolutely fantastic. So let's say you have a run of new products, you do a bit of a promo, and you can start seeing the people that have actually looked at your site, and it resolves certain details from their visit back to real business names, addresses, telephone numbers. You can then take that information and use other services on the internet to find, say, the chief buyer for that company. And then you go in with almost a warm lead. So rather than cold call, you can go in and just say, we've got a promo on this. I wouldn't sort of go in and say, hey, we know you've been looking at our website, because that would freak some people out. Yep. But it gives you a slight advantage, and it gives your marketing and sales team a huge advantage that you can go in and you know exactly what that customer has been looking for. Then you can start the process of negotiation. You know, why didn't you buy? Was the price wrong? Was there something about our offering, etc.? But it empowers your sales guys to really sort of start going in and getting some good referrals off your website and understanding who is actually looking at what you're offering.
Very interesting. I remember about 6 months ago, went to the Digital Marketing Expo in London, and this was very much the theme of the show. Mm. There were lots of different providers doing similar sort of ish type things.
Yeah.
And it is interesting because it can give you an insight and, you know, into how to react to certain scenarios and situations and offers, and whether offers are working or not.
Yeah.
And we should be testing all of these sorts of things, shouldn't
Absolutely.
We?
I mean, the number of customers that we come across, not just with sort of digital marketing, but with any kind of marketing, a lot of people don't actually measure the response to their marketing efforts. Mm. So they put an advert in a newspaper. Is it giving you return on investment? Is that £2,500 you've just spent on that advert giving you £2,500 worth of business back in hard cash? So many people miss that element, and quite a few customers that engage with us for website design, etc., don't even think about actually looking to seeing what impact that has on their business. Mm. You know, there's no point if you're trying to use a website to gain additional business in ignoring all those analytics, because you could be missing the boat completely. There are a couple of companies that we've worked with recently where we've basically performed a review of their website from an analytics point of view. So we've gone back to them and said, this is how Google sees your website, and quite often it's very different to how they see their website. So we can then start making intelligent guesses, not even guesses, but we can actually start making intelligent decisions based upon the results of their website, the pages, the keyword density, etc. And this Lead Forensics software sat on top of that just makes it absolutely mind-blowing.
Yeah, interesting stuff. So if people want more detail about that, they can have a chat with you as well?
Yeah, they can indeed, yeah.
Because it presumably needs to be physically put in somehow as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And finally, Windows 10 then. It's still steaming along. You're still happy with Windows 10?
Yeah, Windows 10, absolutely fantastic. There's been a lot of great feedback about Windows 10. We've put it on a couple of our machines. It's gone absolutely perfectly. There was no issues there whatsoever. I know there's a few sort of posts on the internet with a few mumbles and grumbles about various bits and pieces, but there is one thing that I would like to caution the listeners on at the moment. Windows 10 is distributed from Microsoft by a huge number of computers, and it's downloaded to your computer. It's about 3 gigs in size to get the download. So if you are on a an internet connection that isn't unlimited, be careful with your bandwidth. Now, the most important thing I'm going to say is the fact that what Microsoft have done is they've set it up so your computer participates in the sharing of that Windows 10 installation. So once you've downloaded and installed it, your computer then has the capability to start sending bits of that installation out to the internet or to other computers on your network in order for them to install that software. Now, obviously, if you've got a tablet or a system that is on a 3G connection and rarely connects to a Wi-Fi connection, you could potentially be eating into a lot of your data allowance on a month-by-month basis. And also, if you don't have an unlimited connection, just be a little bit cautious about this. Now, if you go on Google and do a search for disable Windows 10 update, there's a whole load of information on how to disable this feature, because you can just turn it off and it stops your computer from participating in this sharing of files.
That is seriously valuable information, that.
I mean, seriously. Yeah.
And also, is that not a security risk then, Andrew? Like, surely if we're sending out, because it almost sounds like you know, those, you hear about these spam computers that take over a part of your machine, and then your machine is actually sending out spam emails to people without you knowing.
Yeah, I mean, security-wise, there's a little bit of debate at the moment about exactly what information Windows 10 is sending back to Microsoft. We do know that it captures details off of your computer system. However, most of that is because you've clicked agree to all of those little tick boxes that you just ignore and skip past. Yeah. So there is an element of info that's gone out. I mean, they're not allowed to basically take sensitive information. And this distributed sort of installation computer technology is not anything new. It's just the first time Microsoft have implemented it in a major operating system. So if you have got a limited connection, be a little bit careful and go and turn all of that off.
Yeah, as ever, really, really sound advice. So if people want to find out more info about any of the stuff that, that we've spoken about today, or they want a bit more advice, I know you're always happy to pick up the phone and have a chat to people initially. So what's the best way to get in touch?
Absolutely. Give us a call on 01209 613 660 or drop me an email on andrew.davenport@focus-technology.co.uk. And if you are interested in the lead forensics, we can organise a two-week free trial on your current website for you.
Awesome. Well, that's going to make everybody technology happy, isn't it?
Absolutely. Be technology happy.
The Business Hub. With Focus Technology. Bringing technology happiness to businesses in Cornwall.